We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 99. I am Emery from MyTakeOnTV.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com, and this week we have joining us...
Alex from the TVchick.com.
Yay, Alex is back, everybody!
Woohoo!
Welcome! What have you been up to since we talked to you, like, 3 weeks ago? Wasn't it, like, really... Wasn't it soon ago? How do I say that?
Yeah.
Quickly ago? No, it's wrong.
I think it wasn't that long ago. Let's see. I don't know. Not just trying to keep track of pilots and all this stuff going on with TV and all the finales and...
Oh, my God. There's too much going on.
So much.
I can't handle it. I really can't handle it.
I understand. It's overwhelming.
Yes. So, I mean, that basically is the whole of our news this week, is talking about, like, what has been canceled, at least for ABC, Fox, NBC, some CBS stuff, because that just happened basically, like, a half hour before we started recording. So we'll jump right in. ABC and Fox kind of both took a hacksaw to their schedule. ABC has canceled Brothers and Sisters, V, Off the Map, No Ordinary Family, Detroit 187, Better With You, and Mr. Sunshine. Now, nothing there surprises me, except maybe Brothers and Sisters, because people had been talking about it possibly being renewed.
That kind of sounded like it was going to get like at least a 13-episode season or something like that to finish out or something, and I guess it just didn't work out.
I didn't watch, but I heard, from what I heard, the finale was very much conclusive, so I guess it's not...
Yeah, I guess they felt like they didn't...
Well, it did work as a sort of an ender. I mean, obviously, with a family drama, you could go on trying to tell stories forever, but...
Right.
But it gave with a wedding of two of the characters and some characters... being back and stuff like that. It definitely works as a series ender, but it did sound like they were still going to come back. But since ABC picked up a gazillion shows...
Yes, they did pick up a gazillion shows.
For fall, they, along with their only two shows returning.
And you know what? So that's our next news point here. The two that are returning, and I'm thrilled actually about both of them, Happy Endings, I think, I cannot get enough of this show. I love this show, and I'm so glad it's getting a second season to continue being awesome. And I just talked to a lot of people from Body of Proof, and I'm like, because it always happens to me when I talk to the people in the cast, I'm like, I feel more about the show. But they seem so positive about like the spin it's taking next season and what they talked about that I'm so glad that like a half an hour after I talked to them, we got the news that it was picked up. So Body of Proof, Happy Endings, both getting seasons, second seasons, and rightfully so. They're both performing. I mean, Happy Endings is performing pretty well. I don't know where it's going to end up in the fall. We'll find out on Tuesday. But, yeah.
Well, maybe it jumps up and takes the...
Better With You.
The Better With You slot.
That can't be an E30 show. Not with a name Happy Endings. But I'm also... I mean, Adam Pally was in a show that was picked up from NBC, and Damon Wayans was in a show that was picked up from Fox. So I'm like, sorry, those two shows, but you can't have my two guys. I need them for... the show.
I've heard amazing things. I haven't seen it yet, and my plan is definitely to, once the season, this part of the season is over, I definitely am going to catch up, because I've heard people call it compared to Friends, and that is one
of my favorites. You originally didn't like it, and now you're starting to kind of come around to it, right?
Yeah, I didn't really find much in the first few episodes to be funny.
Oh my God, I found everything to be funny.
I saw a little bit of potential. You know, and I like a lot of the people in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
I think they started to come together.
Yeah, they have great chemistry.
Some of it's, you know, kind of silly and stuff like that, but it definitely does have a Friends vibe to it.
Yeah.
Which Cougar Town does as well, sort of like an older... It's almost like, you know, you had Friends in their 30s, and now you have Friends in their...
in their
40s there. And this puts it back into... You know, Friends in their late 20s, going into their 30s type of situation. So, but I think it's really starting to, but we have that on our list to talk about later, so we can, don't want to use it up all now.
Yeah. So moving on to another network that's canceled a bunch of stuff. Fox has canceled The Chicago Code, Lie to Me, Human Target, Traffic Light, and Breaking In, sort of. So, not a good year to be Sean Ryan.
Well, apparently Fox has canceled Breaking In, but Sony hasn't.
Sony's not given up.
Yet.
Not a good year. Like, Sean Ryan, poor guy. Terriers, amazing. 13-episode season, canceled. Chicago Code, incredible 13-episode season. Maybe not even 13 episodes, canceled. Lie to Me, he used to run that. Now that's canceled. It's like, don't let Sean Ryan near your shows.
Yeah,
the Shield
show
did last
killer.
7 years. So maybe Sean Lott, like, he used all of his goodwill on the Shield. And that's why that lasted 7 seasons, but we'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know. If I made a list of, like, you know, all the shows that were new over, you know, the TV season, this past TV season, Terriers and Chicago Code would end up towards the top of that list.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're both gone with 13 episodes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
At least it sounds like there's a little bit of closure in that they kind of close off something at the end of 13. Obviously, it doesn't end what they could always do with the show.
Right.
It'll be sort of like Terriers, where you won't be like, oh my God, did so-and-so live, or, you know.
Right, exactly. Did they turn left or did they go straight? I'll never know. I'm sad to see Chicago Code go. I don't know what people were seeing in traffic lights that everybody's like, why was it canceled? Because
I
didn't like it at all.
That was the one show, like, nice cast, and they all seemed to actually kind of get along with each other, and it all sort of, but nothing was funny.
Exactly.
I mean, and it never got funny.
Right,
there
like,
was no...
it's like, it's happy endings sometime, and it did get better for you, but traffic light, no. They were doing the same thing they did in the pilot in, like, episode 8.
Ugh,
so, sorry. So the other show, I mean, Human Target, I kind of saw that the writing was on the wall for that. They added some people I hated, well, one person I hated, another person I just was apathetic towards, personally. And Breaking In, I don't know, I really felt... And it sounds like Sony does too, and to a certain degree, maybe even Fox, that Breaking In could be huge if they gave it a second season. Not huge necessarily like, you know, Glee-level ratings, but a solid half-hour comedy for Fox.
I have to say, of a lot of the, you know, of all the cancellations that have been announced so far and stuff like that, that's probably the one that surprised me most.
Yeah, I mean,
it didn't have much
I've
of a chance,
so
you know?
Granted, it's after Idol, so it might be slightly inflated on...
Right.
And it has, you know, tailed off a little bit, but it didn't, like, fall off the table, you know, from the first one to the last few. The thing is I think it has the premise and the comedy style that it needs a chance to sort of grow and for them to really... And it really feels to me like it's a show that needs to be given, like, Parks and Rec or even, you know, like The Office or, you know, stuff like that that needed more than, you know, 5-6 episodes to...
Exactly. And I mean,
and in a second season, it's the one that seems to have the most potential to, I mean, because they can do whatever with that.
Yeah, exactly. They could break in anywhere. And they've already, I mean, they already have broken into, like, they've already gotten great guest stars, too, which I think is important that it draws, you know, such a large amount of people that are interested in being involved in it already. Like Alyssa Milano and Jimmy Johnson, who I love. Mm. But I think it's going to try after the Raising Hope finale this week to see if the American, I mean, by the time this is out, it'll probably have already aired, but to see if ratings change or stay the same, to see if it could be on its own without American Idol. And I don't know. We could still see this one be uncanceled. I actually posted on Twitter the other day. I was like, oh, it's a bad day in the Annablay house because you got Odette, Youthman, Annablay, Anna something, and her hubby getting their shows axed like within a day of each other. Sorry, guys.
Oh.
Other cancellations, 4 more cancellations that didn't surprise me. The Event, Law & Order LA, Outsourced, and Perfect Couples on NBC. Sad about
all bad, kind of.
But it didn't, like, nothing surprised me. Like, the ratings were not good for any of them.
I gave Perfect Couples a chance, and I just was like, I don't know.
It grew on me, and towards the end I was like, and then they put Paul Reiser instead, and I was like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you thought Paul Reiser was going to do better than them, anyway... I'm retroactively, like, pissed about Law & Order LA because I was so upset. I mean, go back to last year's Up Friends podcast. I was pissed about Law & Order because NBC canceled it before it hit the rating, like, before it won, series of longevity.
Yeah, season-wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just without a script for Law & Order Los Angeles.
It really seemed like the idea that they should have done a 13-episode Law & Order and then mid-season Law and Order LA.
Yeah,
I see why that couldn't have worked.
And instead, they launched a mess of a show in Law and Order Los Angeles, and then tried to clean it up. And by then, people were like, "I'm not."
Exactly. They could have. I don't know. They would have then had another long-running series. I think, like you said, if they had 13 episodes of the original recipe, did a crossover with that with Terrence Howard. And then moved into L.A., I think it would have been completely different. And I even think Skeet Ulrich would have done fine if they had given time to Law & Order. But who knows? NBC has renewed Chuck, Parenthood, and Harry's Law.
Parenthood!
Chuck, final season going in, so don't worry about wasting your money on Subway. They are not going to be saved. One more season, Fridays at 8.
And it sounds like 13 episodes.
13 episodes. Yeah. That's it. And that, to me, is great. I think that Josh and Chris can do so much with 13 episodes. If they know where they're ending, they know they have to end it. Like, I feel like it's going to be a really solid season with none of those, oh, that episode didn't even have to make it to the air, kind of episodes like they've had in the past.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's not going to be any, like, oh, we're going to give them 6 more episodes. Oh, and then another... You know,
I mean, it sounds pretty solid. This Friday at 8 schedule is going to be the last 13 episodes you'll see of your Buy More Friends. So there's that.
Yeah.
So
the good thing is that obviously I like that they're giving it another season, but I like that they're giving it a definite, you know, there's no ambiguity really in that.
Exactly.
It'll give them a chance to, because really some of the problems that this season has had, although we could talk about that more when we get to it in prime time, is the choppiness of how many episodes they knew that they had at any given time to tell story.
There was like 6 season finales this season. CBS has canceled Mad Love, no surprise. Shit My Dad Says, no surprise. I'm sorry. Dollar sign, number sign, exclamation point,
asterisk.
I don't know what... Asterisk, whatever, My Dad Says, and The Defenders, which I'm really sad about, because The Defenders was a solid show, and I liked it, and I'm sad about that. But CBS has we've got too many shows that are doing 10 to 11 million viewers, so we have to get rid of an 8 million viewer show. Meanwhile, they're like, Bones got 11 million viewers, and it's the best watched drama of all time on Fox. Like,
that's the thing, is even, like, CSI New York and CSI Miami are still on the bubble, won't know until... It sounds like really they announce this
Wednesday,
coming week.
Thursday maybe.
But those do like 10 million
exactly
viewers or something like that, and they're on the bubble. And you're like, really?
I know it drives me insane that happened.
Yeah, because CSI New York had over 10 million viewers. Granted, that's total, not in the the demo 18 to 49 or whatever. But still, it was over 10 million viewers for its season finale on Friday
crazy.
Night. On Friday night.
Yeah.
The time where apparently nobody watches TV, but 10 million people watch CSI New York.
Everybody watching TV was watching CSI New York on Friday.
And another million of them tuned in for the Blue Bloods finale.
Which is good, because I love Blue Bloods, and I'm sure that'll get a renewal any day now.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, I am not nearly as surprised overall so far with what I've seen as I have been in years past. None of these, whether I'm upset about a show being canceled or not, I mean, that's, regardless, nothing surprised me.
Yeah,
which
nothing
I think
was really surprising. I think the closest to being surprising was Breaking In. I was most disappointed probably in The Chicago Code.
Yeah.
I was a little sad about No Ordinary Family, even though I expected it.
Right, exactly. Like, you expected it. You knew it was coming. And maybe a last reprieve would have been fine, but...
Given where they finally got to
devastated.
In the season finale...
Right.
On No Ordinary Family, would have liked to have seen a second season. Cause,
Same.
But they blew it so early on.
Yeah.
With just stupidity type stuff before they ever got
really good. Yeah, I agree.
So we're not really going to talk about like full upfront schedules until next week on our 100th episode extravaganza.
Yeah, because other than NBC Today, there's
other than NBC
the real thing
now,
to talk about is where they're going to be and up against what and.
Yeah.
And that's all what we'll know next week.
I mean, ABC announced 12 shows that they picked up. NBC announced, I think, 11. Fox did, like, 11. We haven't seen much from CBS yet. We haven't seen anything from CW because I refuse to believe that Sarah Michelle has been booked for CW until I see it from CW. I mean, a lot of the surprise, you know, a lot of the pickups that we saw, I knew were going to happen. Like Chelsea Handler's show, I knew that was coming. And if anybody had a doubt that Charlie's Angels was going to get picked up, they were crazy. Like, if they thought that wasn't going to be. But I would have said the same thing about Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's that was interesting. That
I just kind of felt like Wonder Woman was, it was set up for a pilot that was already going to be picked up. Like, I didn't even think for a minute that it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
There's a handful of shows like the 17th Precinct and Wonder Woman and stuff like that that more so than in general, I want to see. So because I want to know how bad was it.
This is why they need a pilot that didn't make it TV show or channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be a There should be a, you know, a canceled.
I would watch that.
Where they just.
I would too.
Where they just show, they just show shows that. It doesn't even have to be, you know, like the brilliantly but canceled type of thing.
Yeah.
It would be.
It could be just anything that didn't get picked up.
Yeah. Just put it out there. I actually think that that's a good idea, you know, online or someplace where you might have tested it with audiences and stuff like that, but you might actually put something out there and all of a sudden find out that a bunch of people out there go, wait, really? Why didn't you pick this up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, for sure.
But there's usually one show every season that doesn't get picked up that I just would want to see, and I think Wonder Woman is probably that one. After the script that you heard about and all the things around the outfit and stuff like that, that it had to have been really bad. Like, what ended up...
It had to have been terrible.
It just had to have been really bad that given all the stuff around it, NBC must have just been like, yeah, this is not good enough to overcome the bad will up for this that's already out there.
So, I mean, I'm interested to see how the schedules fall. I have to be honest, I'm most excited. This is ridiculous. For the Tim Allen show, whatever it's called, Last Man Standing. I hear that it's great. Like I heard that it was a fantastic pilot. And if you loved Home Improvement like I did, like this
me
is the
too.
Show. Like Home Improvement for me, I think Tim Allen was never better than he was in Home Improvement. And a good friend whose friend is in the show said the pilot was great. And like Tim Allen is 100% on. And
I'll Nancy give it a chance is great. For sure.
Yeah. So I'm definitely watching. I can't wait for that. And I'm interested to see how everything falls. I mean, I was shocked by Chuck going to Fridays. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Yeah. So,
and we'll have more about that stuff next week when...
Yes, when we have more information to share, we will
when
share.
When we're completely buried underneath
exactly.
even more announcements
and actual Friday schedules. Afternoon, when Friday like afternoon, everything was going on. And all the news was coming out about certain shows. I could have left work at, like, 3 o'clock. But because I was going to a bar to see my brother play, like, I didn't. So that I would continue to have internet access.
Yeah.
So I could update. I think that's pretty sad. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to TV on DVD for Tuesday, May 24th. I'm going with, because I do love this show, Southland Season 2. But... because I think it's great. I think everybody needs to get it and watch it and watch season 4 on TNT when it comes out. But I'm actually going with Melissa and Joey season 1 part 1 as like my first choice. not because Joey Lawrence is my cousin, but he is. But because I watched the season premiere, like the part 2 season premiere this week. And I just think the show is so ridiculously charming. It's not great.
It's not great, but it
Melissa
is.
Joey
but it
Lawrence
is charming.
Too like way too hard.
Yeah.
But I just love it. I just love the
show. The kids are cute, too. The kids are great. Like, I feel like it's just a nice show. Like, I have to say, I kind of, like, watched it on and off. I watched it for a few episodes and then sort of fell off. But it's just fine. It just is. It's just, like, a nice ABC family. It fits right in. Yeah.
I think it harkens back to the TGIF, the old TGIF ABC.
Yeah, it totally does.
Yeah,
and I like that, and even in the season... 1 part 2 premiere that I've watched, I kind of love that they kind of take it in a... I mean, Melissa Joan Hart gets a little bit of the edgier adult jokes, too. So it's, you know, it's got the same kind of humor. I don't know. I just think it's so charming, and I think that everybody should go out and see it. Because I love Joey Lawrence and his brothers, my cousins. Not by blood. Jason?
Plug in one for your cousins.
Whoa!
I enjoy them. I like your picks, I don't have any additional picks, but I like
I didn't see anything else on the list worth really
talking about. There wasn't a lot, no.
Yeah, my pick is Southland Season 2.
Southland Season 2 was the first season. That's where they just shot 6 episodes, and it went... They were the 6 episodes that were supposed to be on NBC, right? They didn't get darker until Season 3 when they actually shot for TNT.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Still, better than half the stuff that was on TV at the time, and Michael Cudlitz and Ben McKenzie are just fantastic.
Yeah, but it's called Southland Season 2 Uncensored, so... You never know what you're actually getting.
So there's our TV on DVD for the week. Tell us what you buy. And then send me one. actually, I took the kids that I was babysitting last night to Target. And we spent forever in the TV on DVD row. Because I had to explain to them like why I couldn't buy half the stuff I had. Like they were like, but you don't have this. I'm like, I do. But you don't have this. I do. Like everything was on sale I already have. And we were in that aisle for like a decade because I just was like, no, I have that. We don't need to buy it. And I tried to put them in the cart and it was just never ending. but that's my trip to Target story. So it's time for Prime Time.
Woohoo.
Chuck Season 4, Episode 23, Chuck versus the Last Details. I don't know. I will continue with Chuck only because I know we're getting an ending. Because last week, actually, I was talking to Ray about it and I was like, if it gets a full season, I can't guarantee that I'm going to stick with it. Because Chuck seems to be the kind of show that gets a full season and then they don't get canceled. So, it's perfectly fine. I can't really say I have an issue with it. I don't know. I don't love it like I used to.
Yeah, I agree. I understand. I kind of go on and off liking it and then not liking it and then coming back to it and being like, it's fine, but I don't know.
I mean, the episode was perfectly fine. Nothing really shocking to me. I think the Alexei Volkov being Patient X or whatever it is a little weird. But, and how quickly, what's her name, became evil? Bella from Supernatural? She went evil fast. And now she's killing Sarah. I don't know.
Well, it seems to be the first time she actually has pulled the trigger herself on anything. Yeah, it's not necessarily as good. It's obviously not as good as it's been at its peak. But they still hit some pretty high episodes here and there. And I enjoy watching, all of them. Like in this episode, some of the side stuff with the wedding video and stuff like that. And then it turns out that, the really nice, sweet version, comes from the last person you would really expect.
Right. I did like that.
There's, the requisite fun all the way. But I think part of what happened is, like the first 13 episodes, they had that. They knew that was coming. So... they had that plan, but there was still leave it in a place where this could be the end, but you keep mm-hmm. going because there's you're not going to just kill yourself by giving it an ending, and then you can't come back for anymore. But then they get picked up for more episodes, but then on top of that they get added a few more episodes to end up with 24 for the season. But going into producing the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The story has been choppy, I think, partially because they may have had an idea and then they tried to squeeze it into a shorter amount of episodes, but then in the process of doing that, partway into that, they find out that they actually get more episodes, and so now it's like, well, do we want to get to that endpoint and then have to do something else, or do you want to now, prolong that out? The thing with Chuck is due to writer strikes and... low ratings and being saved and coming back and all this different stuff that's happened to it. It's never once gotten a full season, like going into a season knowing it had 22 episodes. So they've never been able to arc like a storyline that would go over a full season. They've always had to keep coming up with ideas here and there. And so I think the show's been fun, but I think that's hurt it over its course.
I agree completely.
But I'm looking forward to see what they do with the finale next week and and how that will set up them going into their final season.
I'm very interested to see what happens. So, The Good Wife, oh my god. Season 2, episode 22, getting off. Okay. I just want to say, Sarah Silverman was great. I
know she was, and she usually annoys me. Yes. Me too.
She was fantastic. And I like that she called Alicia basically on her bullshit. And... yes. I have a problem. I don't know. Yes, I agree that Kalinda sleeping with a married man was a problem. It's not cool. I also have a problem with Alicia kind of pinning everything on Kalinda. Something about it rubs me the wrong way, but I love angry Alicia so much.
Oh, yes. Here's the thing. I understand that she slept with her before she knew Alicia, but my issue lies within the fact that she was never honest to begin with. Like, they became, right, like, best friends, and yes, like, you screwed up. You went to all this freaking crazy trouble with Blake and, you know, to cover this up, but you knew you slept with him. You, right, became her best friend. You know, maybe you wouldn't have become best friends if you were honest with her. Maybe it would have just changed everything, but I don't blame Alicia for being so mad, and angry Alicia is maybe the best Alicia ever.
When she confronted Jackie, I wanted to watch that scene so many times, and she was just like, Jackie, I understand that you need to hear things twice. Oh my god. I was just like, oh my god. She's so good.
She's so good. Oh. And I know that this was obviously the week before, but when she packed Peter up, I was like,
oh my god,
that is so kick-ass. And her breakdown was just wonderful. Like, it was like, you knew it was coming. You were like, she's going to break down. Like, she cannot hold this scene. Like, she cannot continue to be stoic Alicia for the rest of her life. And then it was just like, bam. And you're like, oh my god.
Everything is just coming unglued now. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love, I was like having a discussion with friends about this, and we were like, he's just a really bad guy. He doesn't deserve her second chance or third chance or fourth chance. Like, he just doesn't. And then when she was like, if you don't get out of my office right now, I'm going to scream. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And can we
spoil? I swear to God, I'll do it, Linda. Oh my God.
Oh, can we spoil scenes from the next? Like, is that allowed, or we're not supposed to spoil next?
I'm sure this will be out after it airs. So yeah, we can spoil scenes from the next
Okay.
episode.
Been waiting for this for 2 years. I know we talked about this. Let's all make out. I know we talked about this on the last podcast, but I was like, there's an elevator involved. I was like,
but here's the thing. I am too in the same, like, I am so happy that something's finally going to happen, because we've been waiting for it since, like, she started working there. But yes. I'm also like, can we go there already and still have a long life in the show?
We can. I think because this is not going to be, like, long-term. I feel like with, at least just judging from what we saw, scenes from the next, yeah, and they were like, well, can we just get our timing right for an hour? I mean, there's going to be an aftermath, and there's going to be maybe, but I feel like their relationship is their long-term relationship is, like, endgame, but maybe an affair is what's going to happen. Not a real affair.
Not yet. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because he still has, what's her name, Crazy Ava from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, she sucks. She's like,
oh,
meaty.
She sucks.
Oh, she's so,
oh my god,
meaty. I don't like her. But maybe it's just because I like Alicia. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know what I was kind of hoping for? I was kind of hoping that Carrie would leave the state's attorney's office,
yes,
and become an ally for her.
Yes.
Because I really, I don't know.
I don't like that him like working with Peter.
I mean,
whatever.
I love Matt Zuckerre and his ridiculous,
me too,
like,
oh, please,
snark. Like, I love how
he's that in person too. He's him, he's Logan, he's like that, like, he just has snark, and, like, I love him.
And so I like that, but I do wish that he and Alicia could kind of, like, because they were headed towards burning the hatchet,
right,
and
right,
I kind of feel like they need to keep going with that, so maybe they will, we'll see. I just love his show so much.
Yeah,
I really like the Kalinda, where Kalinda breaks down,
her breakdown, oh
in
my
the
god
elevator. And then her deciding to quit and get a,
yes,
different job, only to find out that that
she
job would be the job her that she had previously to the job she has now, basically.
But I am glad that Kelly Giddish is obviously, I mean, now that Kelly, her group is going to be working with Peter,
yeah,
I'm glad that we get to see her stick around.
Yeah, I just think consistently, like, I am blown away by this show. Just, yeah, the amount of, I'm like tense for an entire hour or 45 minutes. But I'm like sitting there legitimately on the edge of my seat, like, oh my god, like, what's gonna happen? Not even just with the cases, but like with the cases and with the personal life. I'm like, what's gonna happen? Like,
it's not even a show that, it's not a science fiction drama where, like,
yeah,
oh my god, are aliens gonna show up? No. All we're watching is, like, a really well done lawyer case, a really well done personal life story. Like, it's just so good.
So good. So good. And I mean, it's going to get picked up. I mean, I don't really have a doubt, but if for some reason it didn't, I think that there'd be so many angry people. It's just...
Yeah, there's no way that doesn't get picked up. There's too much
in it. Too many stars. It's just...
I mean, they've already picked up Eli... What's his name? Alan Cumming for 2 years. Like, they have it for 2 years, so...
What's interesting is you wouldn't have thought... I liked it in the first season. I mean, I thought it was one of the better shows of, you know, the new shows last season.
Sure, yeah, me too.
I'm interested in that this season... For me, I work nights, and so I record a lot of stuff. And, you know, I have to leave, you know, around 10 o'clock or so for work. And so there's a bunch of stuff that I have recorded. And this is the show that I come home and, like, instantly watch.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
that's the first thing I watch.
On Wednesday mornings when I get home, I like, this has become, like, the first show that I'll watch. Like, Castle is that show, like, on Mondays. Like, I'll record it, and it's, like, the first thing I'll watch when I get home. And so it's become one of those shows that's, like, each week, it's, like, one of the most anticipated shows each week.
Totally. Yeah. For me, too. When I don't get to watch it Tuesday night, because I work late as well, so when I don't get to watch it on Tuesday nights, I'm always freaking out. I'm like, I just want to see it. I don't know. Oh, God, that time slot sucks, too. I mean, there's so much going on. But
and then you just got to, like, because you have to, like, close down Twitter and stuff like that because you don't want to find out anything about it. And...
No, I know. I've had so much spoiled for me, thankfully. I don't think I've had a good wife spoiled for me by Twitter, but I have had a lot of stuff spoiled for me. Again, I know it's my own fault, but I'm just like, oh, I just love the show. I think Alan Cumming was so brilliant to sign
off. He was brilliant. That was amazing.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So we're interested to see what happens with the Good Wife season finale.
Definitely.
And let us know what you think, people. So our next show, we're going to talk about my favorite comedy on the air right now, Happy Endings. Let's talk a little bit about this season and how incredible Adam Pally is and how incredible Damon Wayans Jr. is, because they are.
So what's
There's
funny
just no
is
ways
that-
around it.
that I've worked I know Adam Pally vaguely. I used to like do improv with him back in the day, not well, but I worked with Casey Wilson, so I was very hesitant to watch the show first, but now with this amazing buzz it's getting, I'm definitely planning on watching it. It looks very funny, it looks entertaining and stuff, so I'm
it's so fast and it's so like current and it's so like I feel like the conversations this group has are conversations that my group of friends are having. Like, there's no way around it. This is how we are. We're so mean to each other in, like, the best way. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can understand, it's kind of, I can understand maybe why people don't like it or didn't like it at first, because it was kind of like, you're just kind of thrown into their life and then suddenly everything's fine because this couple broke up, but now they're fine. They're fine being best friends, and you kind of have to gloss over that because it's TV and that's what happens in TV and movies. But I'm surprised by everyone in the cast on a weekly basis. And Alicia Cuthbert, who I never expected to be able to do anything like this, is really holding her own. And she's got the like dry sarcastic humor to Casey Wilson and Adam Pally's like way over the top sarcastic humor. It's just, they're a well-rounded cast. And I think I read somewhere, was it Laura? Who did something about the race and sexual stereotyping on this show versus Modern Family, back and forth, and how, I mean, this show is truer to kind of modern times than Modern Family is, in a way, and I completely agree with that. Completely. I love it. I cannot get enough of this show.
I promise I will watch it.
Yes, and let us know what you think.
I will.
Because I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I went from not finding it funny to thinking it had... The Mind Coming Out episode was the first episode where there's sort of like these stupid like Hitler and stuff jokes that happen throughout the episode, but they were the first things that actually made me smile, even, you know,
great.
Kind of laugh at in the show. And I was like, okay, they're starting to come together, you know, better delivery. There seems to be something there. And in the last few episodes, the only thing I find weird, and I went and looked, and it is true, is after episode 5, they started playing episodes out of order.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not quite there. Like, you can't totally tell, but then you kind of can, you know?
Like when he mentions having a truck, and then 5 episodes later, he actually buys the truck.
It, you know, things seem, you know, it's like there'd just be something here or there that, like, you catch, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's the type of, that stuff doesn't make any sense to me. It seemed like it had found enough footing in 5 episodes that they could have just played them in the originally aforementioned order.
And I hope Damon Wayans Sr. comes back, because Damon Wayans Sr. with Damon Wayans Jr., they're my favorite Wayans brothers or sons or family members. a lot of Wayanses.
That scene where they're, like, walking through the park.
And they're matching tracksuits. Oh, my God. Amazing. Yes, everybody watch Happy Endings, especially, like, you can really watch it. You can really enjoy it now, because it is coming back for season two, so you don't have to worry about it not coming back. So there's that.
Well, secondarily, somebody actually said that to me regarding Breaking In. They were like, oh, man, Breaking In got canceled. Should I even watch the rest of the episodes? And I was like,
I had the same thought today about Mad Love. I have 4 episodes of Mad Love, and I'm like, I'm not going to watch it. It's not coming back.
But I had the same thought about Better With You. I was like, I like it, but yeah, no, I have 2 episodes on my TiVo. They're getting deleted.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a comedy, though. It's not like if you thought it was funny, you should watch the rest of the episodes, because you're still going to think those are funny.
I don't think I thought it was funny. I don't think Mad Love was funny enough for me to go back and watch it.
That's the thing with Mad Love. Mad Love wasn't funny. Great cast. Unbelievably unfunny.
Yes.
That's one of those. It's like, who cares whether it's coming back? It's a comedy. If you think it's funny, watch it. Exactly. It's not like you're going to... I don't think they're going to cliffhang you. Oh, my God. And Breaking In, are they going to get out? Or are they going to get into
this? Speaking of a comedy that did cliffhang you a little bit, Community. Season 2, episode 23 and 24. A Fistful of Paintballs and For a Few Paintballs More. These shows were about paintball wars, if you didn't know.
Clearly.
Yeah, I figured next season they're going to do a 3-part paintball finale.
Josh Holloway with a little guest star. Barely said anything, but he looked good doing it. That's about it. I mean, I perfectly enjoy the show. Like, I enjoy the show. It's just fine.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's okay.
I think it was really good, but it definitely, similar to the how they ended the last season with a paintball thing, but it very much showcased the audience's need to know about other things. Like, it's easy to get the Star Wars stuff, because most people have seen that.
Right.
When the second episode switches into Abed. I loved Abed as Han Solo. He goes, no, I'm taking this before Jeff backs his way into it. You know, that type of stuff. But there was stuff in there where I was like, okay, what are they doing now? Like, what movie are they making fun of type of thing here or stuff? And so that's the only thing is I love the show because it does a lot of that stuff, but there's even stuff that I have no idea, you know, what they're doing. And so that's the reason why I think what audience it has now is what it's going to get. It's never going to pick up, you know, an audience. And the people that love it are always going to love it, and the people that don't get it are always not going to get it.
Right.
But what they do really well.
I mean, it's perfectly funny. Like, I enjoy it. That's fine. But
yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's the funniest thing on TV like other people do.
Right, I agree.
I think at times it can be.
That's the thing. We didn't talk about the biggest news that came out this week is that Ashton Kutcher's replacing Charlie Sheen. Sorry. I just thought about that. Moving on. Yeah, so Community, it's fine. That's all I have to say. I don't know.
Agreed. Consensus.
So, the next thing we want to talk about first is The Vampire Diaries Season 2, Episode 22, As I Lay Dying. But I also want to say I cried my eyes out at the Bones episode with, spoiler alert, someone dying. Do you guys watch that show?
I haven't watched it yet.
All right, well, I won't. Do you know who died, Jason?
No, I don't.
Okay, I won't spoil you, but I cried my eyes out. Anyway, The Vampire Diaries Season 2, Episode 22, As I Lay Dying, Season Finale. I didn't watch, but I read a recap, so spoil away!
Okay, I was so glad that we had this episode as a finale, as opposed to ending it last week with the bloodbath of deaths. I mean, I thought it really did what I think. I mean, season finales can have huge cliffhangers, and this one didn't really kind of did. But I love that it set up such a great season 3. Like, we know that we're going to explore the originals. We know we're going to explore this new weird thing with Jeremy seeing maybe just ghosts of girlfriends past, maybe just dead people, maybe dead people in general, that, you know, Elijah's going to come back. Like, he's not dead forever. And that Klaus is now has his Stefan wingman. And that Elena kissed Damon. I mean, there's just so much that happened, but I thought it was such a great setup. Like, not a lot of finales do that. A lot of finales, especially Vampire Diaries, I know often, you know, proves, oh, we're not afraid to go there, we're going to shock you, all these people are going to die, and that's fine, and I really like this show and admire the show for doing that, but I was glad that we didn't have another well, I guess Elijah died, in quotes. So I'm glad we didn't have another big death. I was kind of scared. I was like, please don't let Caroline die. I love her. Like, don't do this to me. So,
or,
I don't
know, what or Jeremy gets shot, and then you're like,
yeah.
Are they really going to? And
right.
But I thought it was interesting in the bringing him back. Obviously, it was mentioned in that there's consequences if it happens. And then you see at the end, and that's the thing is, you don't really know. Is he seeing ghosts? Are they really there? You know, have they come back or not? That was sort of the cliffhanger, the one cliffhanger they left you with was with that.
Yeah, like what's happening with
of
these-
really, what is he seeing? Because the way that they did it, he could be seeing ghosts, but they were also vampires, so they could just be really fast, you know?
They could just be really fast.
Yeah. Well,
where
that's
did they
why,
come from if they were really fast?
Well, that's why they could be moving around type of thing where he thought he saw something, but then he didn't, you know, type of thing. I'm just saying the way that they did it left you where, to me, you don't necessarily know. Most people seem to be saying that he's seen ghosts of, you know, of lovers past or whatever. Or so it did leave you that.
I think that he's seeing – I think they're real. I think they're real only because – he and Bonnie, you know, are like so in love now or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're real.
And Anna was a huge, I mean, I loved her. She was such a huge fan favorite. And I feel like maybe there was thought of bringing her back for a while because people just loved her and were like, I guess.
Julie Fleck said that. She said they brought people back. Like, they brought these two back specifically because
they had
these in mind all season.
Right.
I have to say, pretty impressive. I mean, granted, they obviously just had them filming for a brief period of time or whatever, but that stayed under wraps, like
that didn't leak is very, very big. Yeah, I agree.
There wasn't any spoilers out there about it.
Mm-mm.
There was a blind item about it, but I never would have guessed it was Vampire Diaries.
It was that was pretty good. I don't know, the episode just did a lot of stuff after like you said, after last week's, where that's the thing is, like, okay, they finally let, you know, they finally let her aunt into what's going on, and she's
and,
a vampire.
And
now she's dead, and you're just like,
they are not afraid to move that storyline along.
You know,
they go so fast.
It's like
the
all this time
felt,
of keeping her in the dark, and then she finally finds out. Next episode, she gets turned into a vampire and then dies. And you're just like, dang, they
Well, I was kind of like, well, she's blogging for teen.com all summer. Are they going to kill her off? Like, that was really my first, like, really? Also, with Jenna, I mean, here's my thing, is that last season with Caroline changing was such a, I know I talked about this before, it was so amazing, just brilliant. I feel like going to that pool again, being like, oh, hey, let's turn another person into a vampire, maybe they'll be great at it. I think they knew they couldn't do that. So whether it was one episode or three episodes, I feel like it was like, if she became a vampire, like, she wasn't going to stick around. Like, it just, and now we have Alaric coming in as the new, I don't know, I want to say Giles, like Buffy, like the new like caretaker almost. And I think that that's going to be cool to see what happens with that and Jeremy and Elena.
I'm interested
to see how, I mean, the books themselves, like, I know that they're not sticking with a lot of what's in the books.
Yeah, not really.
But I mean, spoiler alert or not, like, Elena does become a vampire.
Yeah, and doesn't Stefan not, like, go, doesn't, don't they have a rose or something, that the flower that turns one of them not into a vampire or something?
Yeah, I'm
like,
not, I don't, Stefan, I mean, I read them, like, 15 years ago.
I didn't really read them, I just heard about them. I, like, I kind of know vaguely what they're about, but.
The fourth book's not even about Elena.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see, like, what happens, where they go with that part of the story.
Yeah. To me, I mean, she'll turn, I think, but I don't think it'll be for a long time.
Yeah, like, I wonder when. This show's going to be on for a while. Like, I can't imagine it won't be. So, we'll see.
No, I give it, like, eight seasons, I think.
I think it's going to be the next Supernatural or Smallville. Or Tree Hill, which will never die.
Oh, God, please let it die at upfront. Holy crap.
It's coming back again, people. I mean, it's not official, but it's happening.
Why? They left that show on and cancel Life Unexpected. It's a
trend. Oh my god.
People keep tuning in for it.
They do. I mean, I can't blame them. I can't blame the network. Like, it's, you know, but I just, I don't know. I loved the setup. I thought it was such a great. I mean, it makes me want more, which is what season finales should do. They should make you really.
Yeah, without being too much of a cliffhanger, like you said, like season finales can be a huge cliffhanger, which Lost always did really well.
Yes,
but a show can also give you so many openings for like next season that you're like, oh my god, what's going to happen? I want to know how everything wraps up.
Yes. And I will say, though, that when I thought for that fleeting few minutes that Jeremy was going to die, I wasn't that sad. Is that bad? I was kind of like,
no, that's not bad at all.
I was like, okay, I like his character just fine, but he's not really adding much to the show. Like, if he dies, like, I'm not going to like, I mean, I'm going to be like, I actually was sadder for Jenna just because that scene was so emotional and charged and like, oh my god, why am I crying right now? I don't really like Jenna. Like, there are tears. What? But with Jeremy, I was like, oh, that's shocking. They just shot him. Oh, okay, I guess I'll be okay with that. Like, all right, whatever.
The thing was, with all the deaths in the last few episodes, like, I was kind of, it was one of those, like, are they really going to kill off Jeremy? Because then you just wipe out everybody. Like,
because,
you know, Elena's actual mother, you know, actually, you know, killed herself, you know.
Right.
You know, and then her dad, you know, her real father actually, you know, makes the sacrifice for her to be able to come back. And he dies. And then her aunt dies. And you're just like, okay, and now they're going to kill off her brother, too?
Brother, you're like, really? What can they do? What more can they do this poor girl?
That was where you were just like, really? And then they bring him back and you're like, okay, so they are going to bring him back. But I have to say, this is the show where you don't know.
You never know.
I mean, other than, for the most part, other than, you know, Damon, Stefan, and Elena, anybody's fair game.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also the little thing in the back of your head. At some point, you wouldn't necessarily not believe that they would kill off one of those.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was like, Damon, that whole, like, Twitter, like, drama, and you guys were, like, attuned to this, with, like, Ian Somerhalder tweeted, poor Damon, and everyone freaked out, and Julie made a comment about how, like, no one likes Ian, like, no one likes Damon, or something, like, something really, like, in jest, and people freaked out. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like,
I mean, it's like, come on.
For at least a really long time, these three, maybe Endgame, one of them will die, but like for at least a very long time, these three people are they
playing a giant practical joke on the fans?
Yeah.
Like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, what are you talking about? It's just, oh my goodness, it's just, yeah. But I'm excited to see. I'm sad there's such a long, obviously it's always a long summer break between these shows, but I think
on the plus side, CW usually starts their seasons earlier.
Yeah, the last week of August, so it should be good.
Yeah. True.
Here's another show we have hope for, I think. We're hoping for a second season. Nikita, season 1, episode 22, Pandora, the season finale. Now, I haven't watched since, like, episode 6.
I watched the finale catch up today.
but I do love me some Maggie Q, so what happened?
Well, lots of things happened. Nikita, before that, Nikita gets shot by Alex, but Alex actually saves her life and gives her some crazy toxin to, like, appear that she died, but she gets free. And then there's just a whole bunch of craziness. They realize this one black box that's being decrypted by Rich Summers' guest character is gonna actually... you know, release this, like, toxic gas on the CIA, and there's a lot of stuff going on with Percy, who wants to become head of the CIA, because he feels like he's underground, and he doesn't like that anymore. So all this stuff happens. Somehow the tech guy saves the day, who's awesome, and, like, I didn't like him until this episode, and frees Michael, and then Alex decides to go rogue, kind of, and was like, what's her name? What's Melinda Clark's character name?
Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda lets her go. It's like, well, she activates her kill chip, this kill chip that exists, which Alex didn't know about, and then brings her back to life with adrenaline. There's a lot of bringing back to life on this finale. brings her back to life with this adrenaline and says, you know, you're free to go. I want you to be able to make your own choices. I suggest you don't go back to Nikita. And she goes back to Nikita for a brief period of time and is like, I want you to tell me why you, because Nikita actually, if she finds out Nikita killed her, Nikita was the one who killed her dad, and Nikita's like, well, I saved you, you know, this is why I did this, I saved you, you know, all these secrets were kept, and then you see Nikita and Michael, like, driving off into the sunset, and Alex meeting with these head honchos that Percy had met with before and saying, you know, you could be very helpful to us. And, well, you know, they, I guess they got her, captured her, maybe. I don't know. It was unclear. But this show has really, like, I kind of started off being like, eh, I don't know. It's not really a regular, I let it build up on my DVR kind of show. It has really gotten good. I don't know how you feel about it, Jason, but I think it's gotten so good.
I think it started to turn into, speed-wise, almost like Vampire Diaries. Like, about halfway through the season, they decided to kick things up, and things started happening a whole lot faster than I thought they were ever going to happen on the show.
Yeah.
Like, her, you know, getting out of a division and as an agent and stuff like that, I thought that was going to be something closer to the, you know, Michael finding out. I thought that was something that might happen, you know, maybe at the end of the season or sometime in the next season.
Yeah.
And but they really sped it up with all these things, and now they have Michael and Nikita on the outside, you know, going up against Division. And then you find out about the Oversight Committee, which...
Right. It's like, ooh, okay.
I have to say, in the episode, I love two things. Alberta Watson being in the episode, since she was the Melinda Clark-type character in the previous series.
Yeah, she was good. She was really good.
And so, you know, that was a nice throwback to... previous versions of La Femme Nikita, and I love the escape by diving out the duct with the stuff exploding. That's a, you know, that's a scene right out of the movie.
Yeah, that was good.
So I like the nods to, you know, previous iterations of La Femme Nikita and stuff like that. That was a lot of fun within an episode that didn't quite go where I thought it might go.
Right.
With Alex's character.
Yeah.
But ended up in a place where you're like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah, and I kind of think that she and Nikita will, I don't want to say make amends, but I feel like work together at some point. I don't think it's over for them. I think that that was sort of left a little bit unclear. Yeah,
they may
so,
end up in places where they end up having to help each other out.
Yeah,
like she and Michael did at times, you know, through the, and that type of stuff. And then they can expand out to exactly this, you know, the oversight group is. And, and it looks like... Melinda Clark's character wants a she wants to be head of division.
Sure. Like, yeah, totally. And people are big, I hate using this term, but Makita shippers. I hate that word. I really do. But actually, I must say,
yeah, because
I really
it sounds like lawn equipment and, you know, like chainsaws and stuff like that every time I hear that.
But I like their relationship, their new relationship. I kind of really do. I think they have really great chemistry together. Like Maggie Q's a great actress, and I remember at Comic-Con she was just this like very demure, like really sweet person. I was like, you kick a lot of ass in this show, like this is crazy, like. And yeah, so it's I honestly think CW has a couple of sure bets. I guess if The Ringer actually gets picked up, and obviously I think Secret Circle is kind of a shoe-in at this point, but they don't have that much else, like, and they kind of have a lot of programming to fill. I mean, so I a decent amount of programming to fill, so I feel like it will get a season two. I really do. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it will too. I really do think it's going to. I mean, the ratings have been okay, right?
Yeah, they've been fine. I mean, they've been like average CW. I don't think that they get lower than a lot, you know. I think they're right kind of smack in the middle. I don't think they do wonderfully, but I don't think they do, you know.
I think this is the type of show that it got, of people that were watching it and continue to watch it, I think it got more and more positive buzz as the
as the
season went out. And so I think it's the type of thing that people may try and catch up with over the summer, or, and it has potential to, you know, nothing's going to gain a huge audience on the CW. It just seems that that is the case. Like, I was talking to, I was actually talking to a friend after work the other night, and I mentioned, we were talking about some different TV shows and stuff like that, and I mentioned something about the CW, and he was like, "What's that?"
And you're like,
he doesn't watch a lot of TV. He watches more stuff on DVD and and online and stuff like that. But still, it was like, you're like, it's a whole network. You know, it's been around for a few years. It used to be these two networks, and he's like, "Oh, okay." And you're just like, that's the problem, is people don't know where it's at, don't know what it is, and in some cases, and you're just like, really, there's actually some pretty good shows on here that should deserve a much larger audience than, because it's not like the CW, it's like 2 or 3% smaller reach than, you know, like NBC into, you know, the homes in America. So, but that shouldn't drop you off into where your top rated show is like 3.5 million viewers or something like that.
Right.
So that's kind of strange. But I think it has the type of thing that in a second season people would either tune in because they heard good things about it, or, you know, hopefully they do like a DVD release, not like the same
not
week
like
that the new season's going to start,
yeah.
You know, so that people actually have a chance to catch up with it.
I hope so. And Warner Brothers handles it, which probably means that it will get a nice DVD release, I think. That's usually, they do that pretty well.
So we'll see.
Yeah, hopeful. I'm hopeful.
Maybe I'll catch up over the summer.
You should. It actually got legitimately really good. I mean, I was kind of like, it was kind of just there for me for a while, and I was just like, oh, I'm actually interested. I want to see what happens. I really love Alex's character. I think she's really intriguing, and I love the girl who plays her when she's like 10 or 12 or however old she is. I think she's actually really a good little actress, so I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited.
More flashbacks.
So more our flashbacks. Last show is Smallville, Season 10. Episode 21, finale. I didn't watch it, because I haven't watched Smallville in like 7 years, but I heard it was a little disappointing.
It was good. It was a good ending. The very last scene was a great way to go out, with him taking off the glasses and opening up the shirt, and you see the Superman logo. It's, I think it went out on a good note. The thing that was disappointing about it is it's 10 seasons, especially for people that have been watching all along. You've been watching 10 seasons of this. This is the end point.
Mm-hmm.
This is what people have been waiting for. And the episode, while good and had some fun stuff in it, it kind of keeps pushing out that end. It's like you keep going, okay, when is he going to be, you know, Superman? When is he going to be Superman? It kind of keeps pushing it out over and over with this looming big planet asteroid thing coming at Earth. He finally does, you know, he goes and... One of those weird things where all of a sudden the ice opens up and the suit, you know, this thing comes up and the suit's there. And you were like, wait a second, didn't they show it last week? Like, wasn't it already up? Like, it didn't have to break through anything? Like, we're, I don't, one of those weird little things that I noticed that I was like, that was weird. But then he finally grabs the suit and he changes into it as he flies for his, you know, his real first time as Clark, not under the influence of anything else or, you know, red kryptonite or something. And he changes into the suit as he's flying up through Fortress Solitude and then breaks through the top, and then you just see his, like, this streak of him flying away. And so you don't really get much of him, like, in the suit. And then he flies... And you see a little bit of him flying, but it's at a distance. And then he saves a plane, helps it right itself that Lois is on. And that was, you know, a nice scene, but it's sort of at a distance. And then he flies up, and there's a close-up, but it's just of him, his face, and her face as they're looking at each other through the glass. And then he flies off to go to stop the planet from crashing into Earth. And so you see him streak off. And he goes up and you see him streak across the top of Metropolis and fly up, and he sends the thing, you know, hurtling away. And then there's a brief scene where it kind of pans back a little bit and you sort of see him floating out in space. And that was pretty much the only scene of him in the Superman suit. And so the thing that was a little disappointing in the episode is 10 seasons of build-up, this whole two-hour episode of build-up, and then... It was like they weren't really allowed to show you him in the Superman outfit, you know? That was where the sort of the disappointment came in, I think, for people. And for me, too, is that you never really got, like, a real iconic shot for very long of him as Superman after, you know, all this time. And I don't know why they did that. I don't know if they were still trying to, you know, they didn't want to go overboard with it or something. I don't know, but... That if that's the way you're going to end, you got to get rid of, you know, their whole thing has always been no tights, no flights ever since the, you know, the inception of the show. But it went long past once it was into like season 6 and 7, you're starting to, I think they've kind of treaded water for a couple seasons now in keeping to push this out. And so while a lot of things that happen in the episode are fun, little nods to Superman lore and other characters in that, and, you know, Lois and Clark and all that stuff, I think they missed, people were looking for was like a big iconic shot of Tom Welling as Superman.
Yeah. You would think that they would have included that. I mean,
yeah,
don't know.
And other than him pulling the shirt apart as he goes to jump off the top of the Daily Planet, that's an iconic shot, you know, of Superman, you know, changing the actual Superman costume, you know, he had underneath. And but it was such a brief bit of him sort of floating out in space. I think they missed that. There needed to be like one sort of shot of him that you could go with, but I think they sort of fell down on that.
Well, 10 years in the making, you would have hoped they would have done it, but
yeah, that was no I more think that was the only thing. I really enjoyed it. I think it worked really well as, you know, a finale of this journey of him into Superman. But with all that build up, I think that was the one off moment that they missed on.
So there's Primetime, everybody.
Yay.
What do you all think about the Smallville finale? Let us know. Yeah, so I want to talk about some reality TV that I've been watching. So it's just sad, but The Amazing Race, I had one favorite going in. It was Justin and Zev. I love Justin and Zev because I'm in love with Justin. And then before the first hour of the finale was up, they were eliminated. So I didn't watch the last finale, the last hour.
I gotta say, I kind of been watching on and off this season, yeah. I like the Globetrotters.
Yeah, like, I don't dislike anybody. That's the thing, like, I liked all the teams that were still left, like, enough, but I didn't care anymore because my horse was out of the race. So good for Jen and Keisha, that was her name, right? Like, I like them enough, they never did anything that really pissed me off.
Yeah, so. I agree, I didn't, like, love them on their original season, but they were fine, yeah.
So it was an interesting, I mean, it was kind of a, I want to say, upsetting in that, like, the season was pretty good. They weren't really dumb. Like, a couple years ago, it was really dumb. They had stupid clues and stupid tasks and everything they had to do. But I felt like this season they were smarter and they actually made the contestants think because this was their second time around. So,
yeah,
you know, they made it a little more difficult. But the last hour was, and I don't know, it just seemed uneventful. And then it was a pretty close finish. They were really neck and neck until the final, like, until they finally got to the mat. And the Globetrotters right on their heels. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It was interesting. I'm interested now to see a new season that doesn't have people we know.
Right, I agree.
So that I can actually form an opinion fresh off the gate and judge them right away. So we'll look forward to that. And tonight is the finale of Survivor. So by the time this goes out, the winner will already have been selected. And there's like 40 people left on the island still. Okay? And usually in the finale, there's like 4 people left. But there are so many people still left. I don't know how they're going to end it in 2 hours. But I'll tell you this. I want Boss and Rob to win so badly.
I love him. I do, for no reason.
That's exactly it. I just love him. I love Amba. I love him.
Me too. I just thought they were awesome. I just love them on everything.
Because he hasn't won anything yet.
Yeah,
he didn't win Amber. He didn't win Survivor. He didn't win, not Survivor. He didn't win The Amazing Race.
Yep.
He didn't win, you know, any of the Survivors he's been on. Was he on The Amazing Race All-Stars too? Like, he hasn't won. And I would just like to see Rob take home the win. And he's played an incredible game this season. He's got everyone under his thumb, wrapped around his finger, but in a respectable way. So I think if he's to make it to the final three, I feel like he could win it. Because he's played a game where, like, his team has kind of demolished the other team. And they got rid of them really quickly. But they never did it. They were never secretive about it. They never promised that they would take them with them. Like, he was very open with them. And every exit interview that I've seen from the people that are on the jury, they're like, we thought Rob played a great game. So I'm like, please let Rob get to the final so Rob can win. Because I will be so happy if he finally wins. But if he doesn't, I just hope that... Actually, I just hope that Philip doesn't win. There's this guy on there that I can't stand. I just hope that if anybody left, he's the one who doesn't win. And we'll see what happens. So there's my reality check. I didn't really watch any other reality shows this week.
I watched Top Model, but it's winding down. Oh, Top Model.
I'll tell you what, though. I didn't watch this season, but I am 100%. Like, I wish I could set my DVR already. For America's
Next Top Model.
For the All-Star season.
Yes!
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
It's going to be so amazing. Didn't they announce a couple people that were going to be on it?
I heard that Stacey Keese is going to be on it.
Who? I'm sorry?
Crazy Lisa, who thinks she's, like, the best thing ever. And she was voted out, like, fifth. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be
amazing.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good season so far. I really just watch it at this point out of pure, like, oh, this is hilarious to see what Tyra's going to do next.
Yeah. Well, Tyra's crazy.
Yeah, she's nuts.
I read that, what was the girl, the one that was born a guy?
I remember her, him. Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I repeat for her to have surgery.
No.
So she's a woman, and she's coming back.
She wasn't even that good of a model.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
You know that Tyra's going to bring back all her, like, weird-looking favorites. Like, she has all these, like weird-looking people that she, like, loved, but that made it to, like, third or, you know, like, or fourth. Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited, too.
All right, so that's everything from us this week. So if you want to find us online, we're on iTunes, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, our website, tvtimes3.com. Spell it all out. And thank you to Alex for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
And I actually got to see Alex a couple weeks ago in New York, hanging out at the USA Upfront, which is why
we had a great time.
We stalked the waiters more than we stalked the actors.
Yes.
And I was perfectly fine with that.
It was well worth it.
Absolutely worth it. It all resulted in the most amazing ice cream, mini ice cream cones.
Oh, ever.
So I'm still thinking about all the food that we ate. It was amazing.
Oh my god, me too. I kept the menu. I'm like,
meanwhile, I tripped James Roday accidentally, and everywhere we turned, there was Tim Decay, but the two of us were stalking waiters. Like, it was
yeah,
amazing.
And I kept banging into random people, and one of them which we talked about how he wouldn't really need to be on the particular show anymore, and then I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, we were talking negatively about Gary, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool.
It happens. So, okay. So, and then we're all going to be back together in San Diego.
Yes. Woohoo.
That's like 2 weeks away, guys.
Oh my gosh. I know. I have to, you know, make sure I have those days off.
I feel like I should already be planning my schedule.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know. all right. So, our music, as always, was provided by IODA PromoNet. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers. From their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. That's it for us today, folks.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Now we are recording.
I got all my people bashing out of the way. We're good.
I have lots more people bashing.
I mean, at least the people bashing that I don't want to record.
Right. Got it.
There's no proof.
All right. Do we have to test to make sure everybody's, like, recorded? Hello, can you hear me? Blah, 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 blah.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can. And
awesome.
It seems to be registering everybody, so.
Nice. All right.
We are good to go. It's funny. I was listening to another podcast, and as they came out of their opening, they were talking about the reason that they're always laughing as the show opens is because they're not sure if it's actually working. And I was like,
exactly.
I'm glad it's not just us.
It's not just us.